America's largest trading partner, with the U.S. buying near $500 billion of Mexican goods, like computers, cars, and electrical equipment. Tariffs could greatly impact U.S. industries, with some experts warning that Americans could face higher prices on gas, cars, and food, just as inflation has been receding.
Mexico's president saying this morning that Mexico could respond with tariffs of its own. Trump also promising a 35% tariff on China when he takes office. The Israeli government cabinet is meeting now. They are expected to vote and approve a 60-day ceasefire with Lebanon. Millions of obese Americans would be eligible to have drugs like Ozempic covered by Medicare or Medicaid under a new rule proposed by the Biden administration. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Cabin Creations in Phillips, there's a pre-Thanksgiving pop-up bakery. They invite you to get ready for Thanksgiving with fresh baked breads, babkas, cinnamon rolls, and some extra special treats. Limited quantities will be available, so pre-ordering is highly encouraged to secure your favorites. Otherwise, pop in early to grab some deliciousness before it's gone. Once again, that's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Cabin Creations in Phillips. The Wisconsin rifle season is officially in full swing. Brittany Merlot has some tips for tree stand safety.
Prioritize safety, particularly when using tree stands. Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant at Aspyrus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Unfortunately, some of those occur within our community. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
Smaller trees, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Our Tuesday morning coaches show. Usually we have Coach LaFleur's presser from Monday, but he's got a little different schedule with the Packers playing on Thursday. So we're going to get a little Luke Fickell audio. They got a big game coming up against the Gophers. Badgers have to win this one, I think, to be a bowl eligible. That'll be a Friday game, kind of a weird time, start time on that. So we'll hear some Luke Fickell stuff coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk Phillips girls basketball right now. We have head coach of the Phillips girls team, Coach Mike Egebrecht, with us. Coach, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, here we go into another season. They come around pretty fast. You lost a lot of key players from last year's team, but you've got a couple girls coming back that have some pretty good experience. So talk to us a little bit about that transition this year from last year to this year and what you're trying to fill in there, Coach.
Yeah, it's been a transition for the last few years. We've lost a lot of girls that have been 3- and 4-year players over the last 3-4 years. We lost 4 starters from last year, basically, and probably about 50 points. So, yeah, it's definitely a transition. We have 4 girls that are coming back that have played. Right now, Sarah Nax out with an injury. So we have 3. And it's just a little different, but our goals are all still the same. We, you know, in practices, it's a little different. We have to take a step back because we have a lot of younger kids that haven't been playing at the varsity level, and we need to get them up to speed. But in the end, we still have all the same goals and look forward to a good season.
Yeah, and your philosophy as a coach, it's you're very aggressive. You go after teams. You like to press if it's not half court, full court. So getting that aggressiveness, I'm sure, into those young players' minds is something that's a challenge for you too, right?
Yeah, you know, it is a fun way to play, though. You're right. That's how we play. We like to get up and down the court. We like to press. And when you bring in young kids, a lot of times it's just getting them, you know, with that style, is just to be aggressive and get after it. So it's a fun way to play. So kids can buy into it pretty quick.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about who you're looking at this year. Matea obviously is one of your leaders, but talk about who you're kind of lean on for some leadership for this 2024-25 season.
Yeah, so obviously we start with Matea, who's, you know, been around, is over, you know, 1,000-point scorer as after junior year. So she's obviously our on-court leader, also off the court, you know, it's the girl that's all the other players really respect. You know, and then probably Sarah Knack next. Sarah has an injury that she's dealing with coming out of cross country that hopefully will be take care of itself here in the next couple weeks. But, you know, just a kid who knows the plays, anyone can go to, comes to every practice still, you know, runs the clock for us, does everything she can. And then, you know, our two other returning players, Kendra Timmers and Lily Miller, we just look for them to take the next step up. I know in the last few years we've had, you know, Lily trying to get her to shoot more. And she's always said to me, well, you know, we got this shooter and this shooter and this shooter. I don't need to shoot. Mm-hmm. Well, this year she needs to shoot. So I think she's accepting that role. And, you know, it'll be for all these girls, it'll be a process, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Talk about the Merriwood a little bit here. Obviously, the Merriwood South always provides some good competition. The one game you got to play them. But the Merriwood North, we had a lot of senior graduates last year from teams all across the conference. So what does it look like this year?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, first of all, the South, you know, we start our two South games with Assumption and Auburndale. So we know they're both going to be really good. So, you know, we go down there and hope to compete, or they come up here and we hope to compete and see if we can come out with victories. But, you know, the whole goal is to win the conference championship. That's the first goal of the year. And to do that, you got to control the North. You know, we know this will come to an end at some point, but we looked it up the other day. We've won 49 straight Merriwood North games. And, you know, that's how you win championships, is you win your conference. So, yeah, you're right. Athens has always been our main competition because they've had this group of girls going through that was very good, and they all graduated. So they're going to be down a little bit. You know, we lost a lot. So I think the Merriwood North actually becomes very competitive this year. I see Rib Lake with a group of girls that are juniors that have been playing varsity basketball since freshmen, probably the big toughest team in the conference right now, just based on experience, if nothing else, because there's a lot of these other teams are coming in with no experience. I know Shawamigan, you had all freshmen last year. So, you know, they got some experience, but they're still sophomores. So it's a really a growing experience through the 4 years. And I think it becomes really competitive this year, and you're going to have to play really well every night if you want to win.
You kind of glazed over that 49 consecutive conference wins. That goes, what, 4 to 5 years? That's got to be then, right?
Yeah, you throw a little bit of the COVID in there where not everybody played that year, but we play 10 games a year, so we're looking at, you know, almost 5 years of not losing a Merriwood North Conference game. So, I mean, that was our main goal, and we've been able to do it the last years.
Yeah, that's incredible. How I've talked to you about this off air before, but I kind of want to touch a little bit on air. How, as a coach, you've had some wonderful teams, some players, your daughters have gone on to play college. That ability to get to state, now for a division, for whatever team division we're in now, has never been harder because we see the amount of private schools that end up at state, but getting past that sectional semifinal, that sectional final, and getting to state, I think right now is about as hard as it's ever been for basketball. Am I right on that?
So like you said, we've talked about this off air a little bit. I 100% agree. You know, we had a chance back in 2022 where we were in a sectional final, and we actually had a 13-point lead at the halftime, and it got away from us. And that was kind of our one run. You really got to have a special team to really put that full run together. You know, we keep running into the McDonald's, the Regis's, teams like that. And we're not really on a fair playing ground up here up north anymore. And we talk a lot about up here, your regional final. If you can get in that regional final and win that regional final, that's almost like our teams up here going to state these days, because it's just really hard when you have these big areas and you play schools that are maybe not necessarily right in the big towns, but they're right next to them, and they can pull players, and it's just, you know, up here, if you look at Prentice, Rib Lake, Shawamigan, Phillips, we're not pulling from anywhere. Like we get the girls that are coming through our system, which I love. But you know, when we played Chippewa Falls McDonald last year, and they're got kids from Eau Claire, and they got kids from over by towards Minnesota, and then now this year, you know, the Chippewa Falls McDonald, some of the girls left there, but they all went to Regis. So, you know, they just move around like that, and it's really tough for a team up here. I give credit to, you know, your Wabino Leonas, who made it in volleyball. But when you look at volleyball, I don't remember what it was.
Similar, very similar.
Eight of the 12 division 3, 4, and 5s were private schools, and every state championship was won except for Barron winning division 2 or 3. I don't know which one it was. The rest were all won by the parochial or private schools. And it's really just not a fair playing ground. But it's not going to change. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk a little bit about, I'll give you a chance to brag a little bit, because you have a daughter who's playing some college ball. And sometimes kids leave high school, they go to college, and we kind of lose track of them. But Jada, I believe it is doing some good things over in Minnesota, right?
Yeah. So Jada's in her junior year at St. Cloud. She's, you know, the team is always in that third or fourth place range. Very competitive. You know, Jada's, it's really good for our area that a kid can come out of this area and succeed at a Division II level. She started every game in 3 years. She's closing in on 1,000 points at St. Cloud. And as a junior with no seniors on the team right now, she is their leader. So, yeah, we get over there as much as possible to watch her, you know. And we saw a couple games last weekend. We'll go down again this weekend. And it's fun to see her succeed at the next level.
Yeah, she's having a good run there. It's beneficial, like you said, to not only your program but Northwoods basketball, to have people like Jada and people like Isaiah Dietz going over to St. Paul and playing, and others at various sports, not just basketball, because they come back, the kids see it, and it's kind of contagious, isn't it?
Yeah, the kids see it. They, you know, see that there can be a success. And I also feel like, you know, when you're going through the process and you're talking to recruiters, they don't really respect what happens up here all the time. So to be able to show that we've had Isaiah and Jada and some other kids in other sports that have the ability to go play and succeed at the next level makes them open their eyes a little bit and say, maybe we should look up there. There are kids up there that can play.
Yeah. Basketball, football are kind of tougher than you get sports like track and field and cross country. It's kind of cut and dry. Here's your time. You qualify. You're good enough. But in the team sports, it's like you said, you just don't get the exposure. And a lot of times the colleges are like, well, you're playing in small town America. And it helps a lot for the kids.
Yeah, they don't always respect your opponent. So, yeah, you score 30 or 40 points. They're like, well, who did you play? You know, so, but yeah, you know, the cross country and track has a little bit of advantage, especially track. You know, every track's the exact same. So if you got a score or a time that's competitive, it doesn't matter where you ran it. And, you know, cross country a little different based on, you know, courses are different. So you can't just take time, but yes, it's a little more cut and dry for individual sports versus team sports. Yeah.
Shawamigan Phillips girls will play tonight at the Shawamigan gym. That'll be a 6:30 start time. Always special. The Price County rivalry with Prentice, Rib Lake, Shawamigan Phillips, no matter what's happened in the past and the quality of the teams, those rivalries are always special, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you always, like we said, you know, you got to win. You want to win your conference. You want to win your county. You know, more people come out for those games. You know, the best case when I was in high school many moons ago, you know, Park Falls at that time and Phillips were very competitive with each other always. And, you know, some of the crowds that came in are awesome. And it'd be awesome to get back to crowds like that. You know, I know even on our boys' side this year, I think they'll be, again, very competitive. And it's just, it makes for such a better night when you have those rivalries.
All right, 6:30 start time tonight. Game will be over on 103.1. We look forward to following you, Coach, and your girls' team throughout the season. Good luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, hang on. Before I let you go, your assistants. I always want to give credit to your assistants because you can't do this alone, right?
No, for sure not. You know, Michaela Williams stepped in last year and is doing a great job for us on the junior varsity level, helping us out on the varsity level. And we haven't gotten to our middle school season yet. We don't start till January, but we got, you know, between Brent Edwards and Jenny Kleinhans running that program. And for quite a few years, we haven't had a great youth program going, but we really do again with Kristen Harper and Nick Abay taking on our seventh graders and Dave Schultz in our sixth grade level and Jeff Hakenin and Josh Schmidt taking on our fifth grade girls. They're very active again. And you'll see that in 4 or 5 years, how that will show how competitive we are. And as high school varsity coaches, you know, you really have to have that. If kids come to you and they don't have those basic skills, you know, you're never going to be competitive at the highest level. So having those people in the right places is, you know, it has to happen or you just can't be successful.
And all those names you mentioned, having people like that step forward, there's no way a head coach like you can do it all. You just can't be everywhere. You have to have people step forward. And all those people you mentioned, they're doing just that, right?
Yeah. You know, when my girls were that age and I was doing high school, you try to do everything and you do, but you burn out really fast doing double practices every night and ending up in different towns every weekend, you know, with the youth programs, and you can't keep up that pace. And if you don't have the assistants, the volunteers at the lower levels, you can't be successful. So I really appreciate everything that they've done, and, you know, they really enjoy doing it, you know, so, and the kids really show up. You know, I know our fifth grade girls the other day didn't have a gym, and we said last minute, we're like, at 5 o'clock tonight, you guys have a gym, and everyone showed up, you know, so they're enthusiastic, and the coaches are a really big part of that.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Have a great season. We look forward to following you. Thank you much for joining us.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
You bet. Coach Mike Hagerbrecht, he's head coach of the Phillips girls team. I think you mentioned, what, 49 consecutive conference wins. That's crazy. It goes back like 4 or 5 years. They will be in Park Falls tonight. Phillips, Shawamigan girls. That game will be on Trail Mix 103.1. With Steve Jetland, that is a 6:30 start time. Let's get you a little more sports with Mike Clemens and then our Title Town Report.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have 2 home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won 4 in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's get to our Title Town report. It's being brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy a fish fry with salad bar, Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Sunday's win over the 49ers had everything to do with playing complimentary football. I'm Bill Scott. Contributions from all three phases of the team leading to a 38-10 victory over the 49ers.
I mean, it felt good, man, to be able to play a complete game, you know, as a team. Man. Defense was getting turnovers and we were scoring and getting points out of it. That's the biggest thing, man. A lot of the times we feel like we hurt ourselves in situations. So to see everybody locked in and focused is something that we definitely are proud of, and it's something that we need to keep building from.
And the Packers offense scored right out of the gate.
We talk about it all the time, you know, especially just that opening drive. To be able to get the ball first and go down there and put up a touchdown is huge. You know, maximizing that opening drive, I think it really puts the pressure on the other team when you do that.
Jordan Love and company running off 17 straight points to start. It was then that the 49ers finally picked up a first down. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers continue preparing for their Thanksgiving night matchup against the Dolphins. Miami has won three straight with Tua Tagovailoa returning to action. They're 5-6 and have to keep winning to keep their playoff hopes alive. Tua said the Dolphins are looking to change the narrative in this one. Can a speed team from Miami come to Lambeau Field and compete against the Packers with a game time temp predicted around 26 degrees? I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
And more of the Coach's Show. Usually, we have Matt LaFleur on our Coach's Show Tuesday mornings. We have a local coach and then LaFleur. But because of the Thursday Thanksgiving game, their whole itinerary has changed. So don't have that available. But the Badgers, they have a big game coming up Friday. They got the Gophers coming into Camp Randall. Badgers in a rare position of needing to win this last game of the season to get a bowl bid, any bowl. So Luke Fickell talks about the Badgers having to be just a little bit more sound on defense.
When we've had our lapses, that's where it's been. And that's why I said it might be hard to pinpoint, like it's not some schematic thing. It's a little bit easier once you watch to say, okay, guys, we just got to get back to the basics of what we do and making sure we're leveraging the football, we're tackling, and we're playing more sound, I mean, in square. So, you know, sounds like a simple thing, but it doesn't always make it the easiest thing to correct up.
Luke Fickell, head coach of the Wisconsin Badger football team, Luke went on to say that they will rely on guys on the team to talk about the to talk about the defense and just communicate.
Not a guy that brings in people to speak. You know, I mean, we've got guys within this program. We've got guys that it's meant the world to them. They've bled it, whether it is Casey. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are new here that if they don't understand, you know, shame on them because we talked about it in fall camp. We talked about it in spring football. I'm not one of those that think that because somebody comes in and gives them a rah-rah speech that all of a sudden things are going to change.
You know, it means a hell of a lot more when it comes from Aaron Witt or somebody within your own program that can get up there and a guy that they respect. Not that they wouldn't respect somebody walking in the door. They respect obviously anybody that's played in this game, especially the guys from our history here. But I think just meaning even where we are right now, the guys within that the walls and that locker room are what have the most impact.
Badgers Gophers Friday. It's 11 a.m. game on Friday, and Pickle says that scheme does matter. But he said guys just have to be better. Throw out the scheme.
We get so tied up in sometimes it's about scheme, and I'm not saying it's not, and it's, there's things that aren't important. But it's about recognition. It's about the intent. It's about the ability to react to some of those things. And if you really kind of said it, that's where we probably didn't do as good a job last week. Give them credit. They did some max pros. They did some things. They chip and then release that, you know, slowed us down in some of those ways. But we got to continue to find more ways to be dynamic, whether it's stopping the run or even in the pass rush.
Luke Fickle, head coach of the Badger football team. He says that Vinny Anthony is one guy who continues to impress and grow.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those guys that we really kind of felt coming along through spring football and just, you know, through the winter of how he built his body. And you know, earlier in the season, maybe he didn't get as many of those shots. You know, we actually removed him some from the kick game on the punt return because he was kick returning. But he's a guy that we felt like, obviously, earlier, we got him some shots at USC and things like that. He's just continued to grow. I'm not saying he's scratching the surface because he's older than, you know, a 1 or 2 year guy. But just what he has continued to do and his ability to build his body and his ability to withstand, you know, through the entire season has been really impressive. And we're going to rely upon him a lot.
And Luke Fickle also addressed at the press conference, was asked about the a little post-game incident that happened with Nebraska's offensive line coach.
You know what? He just showed me. I don't really know much about it. I mean, I was – yeah. No, I mean, I don't know if he was talking to Casey. Somebody said something. I don't – no, I just said – you know, it looked like maybe he said something to me, but I have no idea. And I had no idea that that was even something. So if it was, I didn't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it.
So Badgers, Gophers – Friday, a Friday morning game at 11 o'clock, and the Badgers need to win it to get into a bowl game. The Gophers have already qualified. I think they're just a game better. Should be a good one on Friday morning, Badger football.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls, where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail, when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmower, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snowdrift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Pony Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fife and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Pony Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
Barocca's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Barocca's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Need dependable auto services? Morg Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service touring, expert body shop repairs, and trade technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome. Serving Phillips for years, Morg is your go-to automotive center.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte, plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. Like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman.
The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a
feel like a woman.
College dorm, yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal, wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. Said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Ain't funny how life changes, you wake up, ain't nothing the same, man. Life changes. Hop on the train and you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. Life changes.
Yes, it does.
And I wouldn't change it for the world. Told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up.
Thomas Rhett, IDQ. Indeed, indeed. Faster than we all would like it to most of the time. Congratulations, by the way, to the winner of our Text to Win contest from yesterday, Mike Hallman. Mike got himself a prize pack that included a 98Q Country Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie valued at $50 and Alina's certificate and... There's too many documents in here. And also $25 to Baiters, $25 in Chamber Bucks and a coupon book. So all that to Mike. Now, today's key word is Cala, C-A-L-A, down there at Northwoods Realty, one of our big sponsors of the Roundup. And today's prize pack is going to be a Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie that you can see right on the 98QCountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup page. $50 value. Today's winner is also going to get a $50 certificate to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, $100 to Wildwoods Taxidermy, and $25 to Baiters Sports Center. That's a $225 value. We're going to give that away today. All you got to do is text us the word Lena. Did I say Lena? I'm sorry, Cala. Lena was yesterday. Cala, C-A-L-A. If you haven't done this, go to the app store on your Android or iPhone, search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, download it. It's free. That'll put a little icon on your phone somewhere where you can tap on and you can listen to us on your phone anytime. And Trail Mix, our sister station, and all the Civic stations. It's pretty cool. So you, once you get it in there, you tap on 98Q text and just put CALA, send it, and you're done. You're done for today. And we're doing, we have more, we have big text to win contests coming starting, I believe, next week or the week after. So get that whole process in your brain there on how to qualify. And it's very easy to do. You don't have to be like the, you know, the 12th caller or whatever, old school radio. We just make it very simple for you to get qualified. So the key word today, C-A-L-A, Cala. Get that texted to us right now.
Howdy, this is Lena. Saddle up for smoked ribs, pork bellies, and pulled pork with our house pineapple bourbon sauce every Sunday at 4 p.m. at Lena's Northern Pines.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Attention fishing families. Don't miss the St. Croix Holiday Showcase Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Croix Rods in Park Falls. Shop one-day deals on rods, reels, tackle, special holiday apparel prices, and more. Enjoy free fishing seminars from the St. Croix Pros, plus special one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas, kids' lure painting, complimentary hot cider and snacks, and Santa Claus arriving at noon. Bring your family and join the St. Croix family for holiday fun and fantastic savings. Learn more at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte, plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
My country station.
My country. All day long. All
hey
day.
Y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll all live cow. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Winona. Winona Judd, 98Q Country. Hey, stay warm out there. Generators Roundup on tonight from 6 to 8. We're streaming it on YouTube if you want to watch the studio. Kind of fun to see the chaos that goes on in here. Mike McKay, he is ready to roll. He's going 10 to 2, grade 2 to 6, Roundup 6 to 8. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. Here's BP.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, where I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. Gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step, and I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much dark, this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Obvious stretch pants jokes, but then we changed our mind.
Joey, those are my maternity pants.
No, these are my Thanksgiving pants.
Stretching out another long set of country right now.
98Q Country.
Got here just in time. Went ahead and with a line, before I went and lost my mind. And I ain't been here long, but the bobber's in the pond. Going up, down, up, down, up, down. Tonight we're gonna raise a whole lot more than cane, cause there's money in the bank. And tomorrow's Saturday, so if they pass that fifth, the jack this way, I turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down. Still rolling around with a bar CD, Freebird.
inch deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got, we don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with a nice jazz dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down, here.
What you know about it, T, huh?
Yeah, the girls, they hit the spot, even hotter when it's hot. If you came by her a yacht, but still proud of what you got. Cause when the day is done, redneck is from the sun. Going up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a burn CD. Freebird, 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. This parking lot into a party with a nice jazz dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down, yeah. Somebody pass that fifth of camp this way. I'll turn it up, down. Some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down, yeah.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet voting today on whether to support a 60-day ceasefire in Lebanon. ABC's James Longman explaining what the role of the U.S. would be if it passes.
The U.S. will provide oversight on Hezbollah's exit from southern Lebanon. I mean, that sounds great, but what will that mean? It says the U.S. and Israel have signed a side agreement. In it, the U.S. pledges to back Israel's right to strike in Lebanon against critical or immediate threats from Hezbollah. The danger there is it normalizes Israeli operations in Lebanon. It gives Israel kind of an open-ended ability to continue striking across the country and in Beirut.
President Biden proposing